just wanna get ahead of life and get my paper right. Mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Sometimes I get worried, don't know what I'm gon' do. Man, I'm straight stressing. Man, I'm straight stressing. I gotta keep diverse and keep it pushing.
Drinking, blowing up, a whole world messed up. So insecure, no manicure, stop putting on makeup. Found out she knocked up. Friends say you fucked up, that nigga broke, he selling dope. Police gon' lock him up, but you gon' do what you do, girl. Go ahead and do your thing. Don't wanna listen to the truth, cause it's gon' bring the pain. Conflicting with your heart will sometimes leave you estranged. Confused with fault and truth, but you are yourself to blame. It's a tough road, gotta let the burdens go. Keep a clear mind, take your time and go with the flow.
Girl, you
can do anything, worth more than diamond rings. Don't focus on the negative, think positive and use your brain.
I just wanna get ahead of life, get my paper right. I'ma need a house, baby need some shoes. Sometimes I get worried, don't know what I'm gon' do. Man, I'm straight stressing.
She was just an angel, looking down from God's palace, viewing the world from her 2020 vision. And all she could see was people promoting violence, drugs, sex, and screwed up religion. So she turned to God and said, Father, I just don't get it. How can these people live the lives they live and not walk a narrow path in your image? And God said, go see for yourself. Without hesitation, she quickly told God, remove my wings, put them on the shelf, and told God, I'll be back. But before God granted her wish, he said, it ain't as easy as you think, and erased her memory bank. She was just an embryo, patiently awaiting her due date in meditation. Her parents were unaware that the vibration from her mother's frustration would translate back to the womb or would eventually play a role in the child's future situation. She was just an infant, just 8 hours old with her father's signature nowhere to be found on the birth certificate. She was just a toddler, cute little girl with fresh braids and beads in her head, waking up every 3 months with a different nigga in the bed. She was just 8 years old when the little boy in her third grade class whispered in her ears and said, I like you at lunch. And being as young as she was, the language of real love from a male didn't register at the time. And her mother definitely didn't teach her at the time that boys had cooties. So she responded, I like you too, when the boy kissed and grabbed her booty. She was just 13 years old. Teenage girl, average grades, hard-working mother making constant bad mistakes with a little brother on the way. Think she grown walking home from school on that cell phone that her mother had provided for her safety. But little did she know that her little angel had already gotten a taste of life and demons just through what she had witnessed through the screen. Now she fiend, nin, for sex. You know the rest. She was just 15 years old when she started tweeting, my head game is the best. Not knowing that social media ain't nothing but a tracking device. Not knowing that she's liable for everything that she typed from the palm of her fingers. She was just 16 and pregnant. Similar to the TV show, but this time it was her own reality, her own lessons. With no loved one support, she had no choice but to abort. She was just 18 when she walked that stage. Family in town with a praying grandma that couldn't wait to see her baby in their cap and gown. She was just 20 years old, a broke-ass college student. Mama didn't have money to deliver, so she started partying, destroying her liver. She was just 21 when she became a stripper. She said, fuck it, I'm gonna get this money one way or another. She was just 21 when she was 6 feet under. Met a crazy brother from the strip club that had way too much to drink. Offered $300 for that ass, but she didn't even think twice to pursue. She said, fuck it, I'm gonna get this money and do what it do. She was wet like water, he was hard as a rock. She said, okay, that's enough, but he didn't stop. She's dead. Once she started screaming, he put the pillow over her head. God woke her soul up and called the girl back home and asked, So what did you learn from your vacation? She said, Father, that wasn't a vacation, I was living in hell. No, it's called trials and tribulations. You see, it's easy for us to criticize from the outside when you're not the player in the game making it happen. But when the coach call your name, you'll find out otherwise just how many distractions are there to misguide your focus. It's highly important that we bond with great hearts and mind with the little time we have on earth. Because nothing is gonna hurt worse than you sitting at home as an old person saying, if only I. It'll be too late. We're in the information age. It's right in our face. No more excuses. You shouldn't be clueless. We can Google anything. How you don't know what the truth is? But at the end, enjoy your life. Stay true to God and think. But always remember, life ain't as easy as you think. Keep it rolling.
Mama need a house. Baby need some shoes. Sometimes I get worried. Don't know what I'm gonna do. Man, I'm stressed, stressing. Man, I'm stressed.